Definitely. And we have been studying back home in China. We have been studying the First Thessalonians. Okay, there's a, and you come to chapter 5. Okay, come to chapter 5. There's a lot of duty to do for us Christian. We have duty to ourselves, a duty to those who need, and so forth. Today I'm going to cover a part of it, and it's called duty to ourselves. Okay, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. I think we're going to read not only to 15, but we read to verse 24, although we're going to cover only three verses, but I'm going to link them together to let you all see, okay? Brother So is a soft-spoken person, but sometimes once in a while, I'll boom, 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 okay? Because I do, to waken myself up, I have to do that, okay? Because I sometimes talk, and I force myself feel like feeling going to sleep, okay? Melancholy, okay? So, do pray for me. Okay, let's stand for reading of God's Word, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to, to 24, okay? Let's read responsively, okay? Verse 16, rejoice evermore. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Despise not prophesying. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your Holy Spirit and soul and body preserve and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's read together verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I thank God for that. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your grace again. Thank you for allowing us to come together to study your words. May your spirit work in the hearts of many, in the hearts of your servant. And I just pray, Lord, that this time of sharing, your name be honored and glorified. And help us all to be centered on Christ and Christ alone. May you help us all take away all our burdens, our woes, our cares, Lord God, that we can concentrate on your words, and your words will purify us, will help us to be more like Christ. Thank you again for your presence, thank you for your promise, and thank you for your great love. And we pray in the wonderful name of Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Be seated. Thank you. Okay, when you read this, especially chapter 5, okay, you can read all the, you're talking about duties. And why I want to share with you today, this is very important, our duty to ourselves. Before someone can prepare for the calling of God, he needs to prepare himself. He definitely prepared for himself. And I thank God in verse 24, he said, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it, okay? He'll call you, and he will do it, okay? Faithful is he, call of you. And I thank God, God called us, okay? And definitely there's a duty, okay, to do. And the first point in verse 16 is called rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. I think there's a need to rejoice always. Okay? In China, we saw 苦瓜脸. Okay, 苦瓜脸. Many of us bring along a type with a 苦瓜脸, a bitter God. Okay? Bitter God. You eat bitter God, you feel very bitter. Okay? Bitter. And it's a bitter God. Okay? Many of us, we've had that face. I believe that many Christians too do have that. We do not have joy in us. Why is there a need? We need to rejoice always, and especially being a missionary, if I every day bring in Singapore they call papaya face, but so we like to say papaya face, very sour face, okay, papaya face. And I bring along with my sour face everywhere. I won't be an encouragement to a Christian. Okay? There's no joy to serve Him. Okay, definitely we need to have joy. You know that in joy, then we have strength. Because in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, there are a lot of verses to turn, okay? I just want to go quickly. And Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, Bible said, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our God, our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy is our strength. We need to rejoice. The joys of the Lord is our strength. Okay. And in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, Bible says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That when we have filled with all joy, that we can be abound in hope. Wow. When we have joy, definitely in whom we believe, definitely we have abound with hope. Many a time we have no hope, as if tomorrow is you'll be facing a disaster. So you are worried about this, worried about that. Do you know that when we walk everywhere, we should be thinking that Christ coming the next moment. Christ coming the next moment. Joyous time. Isn't it a joyous time? You should have this attitude, but many of us do not carry that attitude. Sad to say. Okay, when we are joyful, we help those around us. Do you know that? It's contagious. Okay? Likewise, when you bring with a sad face, it's also contagious also. Everyone will be very affected by your attitude, by your outlook. Okay, why did I say that? You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, okay, verse 3, Bible says, "And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I come, I should have sorrow for them of whom I ought to rejoice. Having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all." You see, because of you, your joy, it affects my joy. It affects me. I'm going to affect. So it's very important when we are joyful, it helps those around us to be joyful. Right? You know, you are time with a sad face all the time. Everyone will be very sad. Okay, definitely it will affect. So another thing we must think of joy is that to be joyful, to be merry, is crucial to remain strong ourselves and also a source of strength to others, definitely. Because you talk much about this, in Proverbs 15 verse 13, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance." Okay, that's the first part. Again, Proverbs 15:15, Bible says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart had a continual feast." A continual feast. That means happy. A feast is a happy time, a joyful time. You have you'll continue. And in Proverbs 17:22, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones." See, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. It cures problems. We know there's a need to rejoice, definitely. There's a need. But how do we rejoice? Do we rejoice in something other than in the Lord? We rejoice in our job? No, we need to rejoice in the Lord. Okay, we are joyous because of the Lord. Because the world joys, the worldly joys are temporal. But the joys of the Lord is eternal. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, some of us can quote this verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I thank God for the wonderful writings, again, of Paul. When he wrote to the Philippians, Christian in Philippi, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. He never said, rejoice in the Lord, stop. And I say again, rejoice. No, say, rejoice in the Lord always. And it's a challenge, okay? Always. And again, I say, rejoice. He stressed again, rejoice. It is in the Lord that we find the ability to rejoice. It's not outside the Lord. We don't have the ability to rejoice for Christian. And I thank God, His salvation is a source of much joy. Because in Psalms 21 verse 1, Bible says here, the king shall joy in the strength, O Lord. And in thy salvation, how greatly he rejoiced. In thy salvation, how greatly he rejoiced. He rejoiced. Okay. And we are thank God for the salvation given to us. Is it joyful for us to get saved? Amen? Come on, smile. Okay. Amen, okay? When someone gets saved, we should be very happy when someone gets saved. I challenge the people in Shanghai. When I say, this fellow gets saved, people say, amen! Okay? But you hear people get saved, amen. You know what I mean? It should be, amen! Praise the Lord, right? That is the joy that we have. Someone gets saved. You know that heavenly angel around you be shouting, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Someone got saved. You know that? And while on earth, Christian on earth, when he heard someone get saved, yes, he got saved. I mean, this attitude. The way to rejoice when you think of the love of God, you say, he saved someone. Wow! That is the source of our joy. And I thank God, God also grant much joy to those who please Him, okay? In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 26, for God giveth to a man that is good in His sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. Sorry, I should put to silence. I'm going to disturb someone. You see, in the first part, God gave us that people that love Him, who serve Him, in His sight, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Okay? You have wisdom, you have knowledge, then you know how to joy. I thank God for that. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 20, for he shall not much remember the days of his life. For us, okay, we should not. Because we don't have to remember our day, God. Because God answered him in the joys of his heart. You think of joy in the Lord, you don't have to remember the woes of the past. And I thank God for all this. And God is so good. Okay? He wants to give us the joy. He wants to have the ability to rejoice. And And in Psalms 31, verse 7, Bible says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. Okay? Do we rejoice in his mercy? Because I thank God his mercy. What mercy? For thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversity. Christ knows everything. He's not a person who, he's not a God who just stay out there. You get saved, come, you're my child, and then you live your own. No, he couldn't care for you. He knows what's going to happen. He knows brother soul's hair dropping each day. Okay, he knows each minor drop. He cares. And I thank God he cares for me. He cares for you. And this is very important. Even when my soul is in adversity, there's challenges. My wife gets sick. Why I come back? Why I came back so early? I thank God for all this. He knows. He knows everything. And he cares. And he's merciful. That's why we should be joyous. That's why he's the source of our great joys. Okay, he's merciful. And I thank God in his presence, definitely there's fullness of joy. Okay, in Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures of forevermore. You see, in God's presence is fullness of joy. That's why we need to come to the Lord almost every day in our life. You can get fullness, come to him. Can't get fullness, come to him. In his presence is fullness of joy. I don't believe when someone get close to God, he will have a sad face. After reading Bible, after praying, he said, see your sad face. No way, I don't think so. When someone very close to the Lord, he rejoices, Lord, thank you, you can do something great. Although my wife is sick, Lord, I know you can do something great out of that sickness. Because your name be glorified. I praise the Lord. You know? It's very important, okay? Very important that you know that his presence, there is fullness of joy. And that he will abide with us if we obey his command. Why did I say that? In John 14. Okay, I think many of us can quote that verse. 14:21. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he is that love me, and he that love me shall be love of my Father, and I love him and will manifest myself to him. You love him, you come to him. You love him, you listen to him. You love him, you talk to him. That is his command, okay? And keepeth them, he that is love of me, he that love shall be love of my Father, I shall love it and will manifest myself to him, okay? And God will manifest. In verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, you see? And my Father will love him, he will come unto me and make our abode with him. Our abode is God's presence with him. Wow. And when he's with us, there's joyful time. So, actually, to rejoice in the Lord always, we know that to follow very simple step. Read the Bible, meditate upon it, pray every day. Right? When you read his word, feed on his word, I mean, there's a lot of verses talking about that, because a host of them, we need to read and the Bible can feed on it. And I'll just give you one verse in Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Jeremiah said, and thy words was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Praise the Lord for that, okay? When I did it, you meditate. You eat, you just meditate on it. You don't just stay it there and just say, okay. Many of us just read the Bible, but never go in, never go to this. That's not reading Bible. Reading the Bible is when verses, you just read the Bible. What does God want to say to me today? Wow, up, down, you read it properly, and you meditate upon it. Meditate, and you say, wow, God is so wonderful. And you're going to pray about it. Lord, help me to be what you want me to be today. Okay? I know read the Bible, pray every day is so easy. Okay, read the Bible, meditate, pray every day. We did it every day. Okay, but do we do it every moment of our life? We put verses in our heart. It's for us to meditate. When you meditate, then you have joy. You think of Him, He's coming, He's coming. Hey, praise the Lord. You have joy. You will rejoice evermore. Okay. The other thing that you're going to do is you need to spend time with brethren who makes us happy. Your best friend, I hope your best friend is not worldly friend. Your best friend is a Christian. Your circle of friends should be mostly Christians who love the Lord. There are Christians who do not really pay attention to God's command. There are Christians who really love the Lord and walk close with God. And you don't spend time with those who not love God, but those who love God. It's going to affect us. You know, in even Paul himself, he is encouraged and he's made happy when he's heard that someone loved the Lord. Okay, that helped him. In Titus, especially when Titus joy encouraged Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. The Bible reads, therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceeding the more joy we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. Wow, encouragement. The Titus was refreshed by who? By the people in Corinth. Because this fervent Christian refreshed. Then you see, it encouraged Titus. And when Titus been encouraged, Paul been encouraged. You know that? It's a circle improvement. And then in Philemon chapter 7. Let me see. Okay, Philemon chapter 7. Is that chapter 7? Verse 7, okay? Chapter 7, verse 7, okay? Philemon 7, for we have great joys and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wow. In verse 20, yea, brother, let me have the joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Refresh. See, it affects. It is the circle of friends who love the Lord, who have been changed, who already seek the Lord. And that will help you, definitely. You pray, and you meditate, and you read God's word. Praise the Lord for that. But don't just stop there. Continue. Be a factor to affect others so that others can still grow. So you must go to Christian, because non-Christian will not want to pray. A non-Christian doesn't want to read the Bible. Okay, non-Christian will not meditate on God's word. You know, I thank God for Shalom. They have a small group of brothers. Okay, whenever we gather, we encourage one another with word of God. People say 聊天, okay, 聊天, in Chinese 聊天, okay, when you gather, it's not gossip, it's 聊天, okay, 聊天 is not gossip, 聊天 is talking about heaven, talking about, and we I thank God for this group really when we could we say Pastor Tan, even Jason and so forth and other. We sit down, we say, okay, let's have a subject. What's the verses today we want to talk about? Let's go in. Let's talk about. And we join, you know, praise the Lord. And the encouragement, it does encourage one another. Okay, when we have coffee time, when we have fellowship time, we don't have food alone. It should be the Word of God. Okay, fellowship time. So we see very important thing when we should I'll spend time with brethren who make us happy in the Lord. Okay, and we should when you lead others to Christ, know that it's joy to it bring joy to yourself. In as the Thessalonian word to Paul, okay. They were a great joy. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, okay. verse 19 to 20. And not holding, okay, I was reading at a long passage, okay, chapter 2, verse 19. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? The joy is what? When someone is at the presence of his coming. That is, when one gets saved, we will be at the presence of his coming. Right? When he comes, we will be at his presence. The moment we get saved, he will come back for us. You will be with him. When he comes, we will be at his presence. So it's a joy when you see someone, wow, he's going to heaven. Amen. Man. That is an encouragement, a source of joy. Okay? In verse 20, for ye are our glory and joy. Because you are going to heaven. Okay. In chapter 3, verse 9. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sake before our God. Wow. Because you are going to heaven. So when we lead someone to the Lord, I can mean lead someone, it's a joy. It's a source of joy. I'm not saying we must, okay, but we can lead someone to the Lord. It's a joy. It should be a joy to you, not a sadness. Okay, or someone lead the joy because you can't able. You know, when someone lead someone to the Lord, it is not because you're leading. It's still God's work. That is when you rejoice because God is working in his heart. God is using you as an instrument to help someone to know him. Praise the Lord, you'll be joyful. God is still can use me. I thought I'm useless, but Lord, thank you. God, I can pass this track to someone. That track, someone got saved through this track because he read it and believed on it. And he says, you know, he came to this church and he tell that through this track, oh, I remember this track was given by me. You know, you have led someone to the Lord that way. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. I know. But you have led someone to the Lord. Through your earnestness to pass out the track. That should be a joy. So I thank God for Ambassador, you have tracting. Okay, when you know that tracting should bring joy, okay? Okay. I still remember when I was in Piedmont Baptist College. Okay, this was an old man, okay, 70 plus. He's our teacher. And he's an evangelist. And it's so much joy in him, you know, especially he carried a lot of tracks. In America, a lot of people do not know about Christianity, truly. Although it's called a Christian country, it's not a Christian country. Do not know about Christianity. You know why he go around, he will sing, Hallelujah, 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 praise. Yeah, he saw someone, Sir, can I give you a track and read it? Please read it and ponder upon it. God loves you. Christ loves you. He loves you. He came to die for you. Read it and he gave one. And he go and he with his tongka. I don't know. With his, what? Little stick, okay, walking stick. And then walk around and just give up. Joy. You know that many came to the Lord. And he knows that, Lord, our God's word will not read, come back void. Will not. So he did that. Now I think, okay, that is very important. And I think that the other thing that we should be to sing praises to God all the time. Okay? Brother So like to carry this one. Okay? I like to when I feel that I'm going down on the hill, okay, to be sad, okay, kind of a bit sad, I just take up my harmonica and just sing praises to the Lord. Okay? And my heart is refreshed again. Do you know that when you sing hymn, you will sing psalms, you will sing songs that you praise God, your heart is refreshed. Although my wife, okay, is not feeling 100% recovered. Now it's about maybe 60 to 70% recovered. So it's on the road. So she could not go to places of service because she's not sit long. Okay, she had to rest. So, but she go to my brother's place. And then my brother will say, okay, sit down with my brother. I got a handicapped brother who cannot walk. Okay. So we sit down again. They all together. Now, if I'm not wrong, they sing praises to the Lord. They are singing praises to the Lord. That's why they cannot go in, but they're going to sing praises to the Lord. That's very important. Even every moment we need it, we need to sing praises. It will bring joy. It will bring joy, definitely. You think of him, you will think of him. Because in Psalm 71, verse 23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. My soul, which thou hast redeemed. You see, my lips shall greatly rejoice. My lips shall rejoice when I sing unto God. Wow! Beautiful, okay? You definitely, wow, rejoice. When we are afflicted, we pray. During when we are happy, when we are rejoicing, okay? We're rejoicing. We should be singing psalms, praises to God. It's very important. So, rejoice evermore. First point. So long, okay? Sorry. But it's very important. Rejoice evermore. That is called rejoice evermore. Okay? Then, so we have to, in a word, in this word, a term that we call proactive. Proactive. We cannot be passive. We should be proactive. I know that it's God that works in us to help us be proactive. It is not your own strength. It's God working in us that be proactive. And it's not passive. But we do not want to have God moving us and push us to do it. Or let God use someone to push us to do something. That's very dangerous. It's called passive. That is passive. We are proactive because we want Lord to work in us. Okay? It's very important. So it's very possible for us to rejoice always. Rejoice always. Definitely we need to pray without ceasing. Because second point is like pray without ceasing, right? Pray without ceasing. the need to pray without ceasing. Because every time we pray, now how do we pray? Only when crisis come, many Christians do that. When crisis comes, wow, then I pray. When there's happiness, no prayer. When God give you abundance of blessings, you just praise the Lord, and that's all. Many of us, include myself, never kneel down and said, Lord God, I'm going to pray for your I want to thank you for your blessing. Many of us, you don't pray without seeing me, non-stop praying. Any moments of your life. I know it's not easy, but we need to do that, okay? In prayer, we find mercy, definitely, and grace. When we need help. In prayer, we find forgiveness when we confess our sin. Because in 1 John 1:9, right? He tells us we need to confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all iniquities. We confess, we pray, because when you confess, you pray, you talk to Him. We need to be unceasingly praying. I know in prayer we find peace. Many of us do that, right? We want to be in the peace of God. But many of us, when we pray, we do not find peace. I don't know why. Because you're still worrying. Okay. I'm not an MCP. You know what's MCP? You know what's MCP? Okay, I don't want to elaborate. I'm not, say, man is the top, you know, woman is the same. But many women's tendency is when they pray, they still have worries. I'm looking at my wife. I know Christian too, even brothers will do that too. Many of the time when we are weak, we are not joyous. We are not joyous when we pray. Definitely we will bring with our worries. We have problems. Okay? We have challenges. But definitely when we pray, we definitely can find the peace of God. Many of us didn't do that. Didn't have that. Okay? So, how to pray without stopping? Yeah, we have time, we set time to pray, right? We have set time to pray, morning, evening, or afternoon, whatever, free time, and we pray. And it's good times, it's good time, very good. Because David himself, he had done that, okay, David. And Daniel too, okay, he did that, right? Daniel, he prayed daily. He had set time, he faced the direction of Jerusalem and prayed to Lord God, Jehovah. That's not a problem. That's very good. Okay. But important thing, when you pray, you are spending time alone with God. Okay. But we do not limit this time limit to this only the prayer time to this. Do you know that whenever we sin against God, we should stop there and there and pray. We should stop there and there and pray. And not wait until the end of the day, Lord, I confess my sin. That's why we cannot be joyous. Because we leave it until the end of the day, then we come to the throne of God. God, I did wrong this morning. Why don't we just, when we did something, when we have done something wrong, we stop there and there, the Spirit of God challenge us and say, you have done wrong. Then definitely you cry out to the Lord, God, I'm sorry. Why don't you just tell them, Lord, give me, forgive me, help me. There's the next challenge out there. Help me, Lord. There's another challenge. May I not go against your command? Can we do that? Many of us didn't. I dare to say, we will wait until the end of the day. Then we find out, oh, what did I did wrong today? If we are belong to the Lord God, I can tell the moment you sin, the conscience will not give you peace until you come to Him personally. That's so important. That's why pray unceasingly. Pray without ceasing. So it's very important for us, okay? Every moment we should be praying. Yes, the important occasion we pray. Christ, on important occasion, He pray. I thank God for that. Do you know that Christ is communicating with God all the time whenever He was on earth? But He have a set time, a special time with God, Lord God the Father. But He's talking. That's why He had all the strength. He had all the strength. The Spirit of God is working. Definitely, we have set time spontaneously, immediately. We need to pray unceasingly. And next point is give thanks in everything. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. You know, ingratitude is very unpleasing to God. You know, why did I say that? You look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1 to 5. This know also that in the last day, perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boaster, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breaking, false accuser, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those who they are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lover of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And then, unthankful is included in this sin. A group of sins. God said, if those people, if such people, you should be turning away from. Unthankful people. Because it's just as contagious. Okay? It will affect you. So you see, ingratitude is very displeasing to God. No, Christians should be known for the attitude of gratitude. Okay. When someone did you good, when someone do you good, okay, someone do you good, what would you do? Take for granted. It's your job. We should be very thankful. Thank you for giving me that time and such a thing. Okay, thank you so much. Gratitude. Yeah. In Singapore, and even in China, especially in China, when someone do some service to me, I would like to say thank you so much. They feel uneasy. They say, why must you say thank you? I say, I'll send gratitude to you. Thank you. Although they are doing a minor job, they are selling an item, they are handing an item to me, I pay them money. But they are doing a service to me, by the way. I should be very thankful for that service. If every Christian can, a little bit of our act, we have a gratitude heart, I can believe, it could not influence people. It could influence a lot of people around us. They say, this group of people are different. They are different. Why? Because you see, they are so. They have gratifying attitude. They have, when something they've done with them, they have said thank you, and they are willing to help people. Okay. The way to give. It is the best way to show that we belong to God. We should be thanking God for what God has done for us, right? But when we face challenges, how many of us in this room, we say, God, why did you do it? Sometimes I want to do that. Straight away, I come to the throne of God. So God, I pray unceasingly. God, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I shouldn't have this type, even mindset. You know what I mean? When something is, God allows something happen in life, you might say, God, I'm thankful that you could show something to me. And not the other way. God, why do you do that to me? I was following your command, doing this, doing that, yet, Lord God, this fall on me. God, is it fair? My loved one have this terrible terminal disease. Lord, we blame God. Why don't we just say, God, thank you. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. No, can we? I think we can. If someone in everything can give thanks, I believe God definitely will use that man or that lady to be his worker. He will definitely call that guy. I believe that. But only we must learn to give. Tribulation, I know, is a challenge. Persecution, to rejoice and to be thankful, is a challenge. To be thankful in trials is another great challenge. But definitely we know that we have all this. God is trying to not test us, to make us grow in Him. That's why when I come to this passage here, when I heard your team, the mission team here, that God is going to use, when God calls a person, and I believe that person must have a quality of rejoice evermore. He must have a quality of pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. That's why when we come to verse 24, faithful is he that calleth. When Paul writes to Thessalonian Christian, he said, you rejoice evermore, you do this, you do that. Then faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it in your life, will help you to do that. It's very important. See, these three are intertwined, definitely intertwined. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, everything give thanks. That is the responsibility to ourselves. Okay, this is our responsibility, to our duty to ourselves. And after that, in verse 19, it's quench not the spirit, despite not prophesying, prove all things that hold fast, that is good, abstain from all appearances. The duty to the truth of God. Duty to the truth of God. When you have duty to yourself, you have the duty to, definitely you go to the duty to the truth. That's when God will definitely, because when you rejoice evermore, you pray without ceasing, in everything you give thanks, definitely you will not quench the spirit. Okay, you are not questioning, you are not despise the prophesying the God's word. And when you look at God's word more in depth, okay, prove all things. And after prove all things, because you know all things, you will abstain from doing bad, all the bad things. And see, in verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Because you do that, He sanctify you, He help you do that. I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless until the coming of the Lord God, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Then faithful is He that calleth you. He is faithful to call you. Again, okay? I thank God, okay? These three is intertwined, it's also intertwined below also. It's all, okay? All the verses are intertwined together. But today I'm praying, God will call a person who is rejoiceful, who is praying without ceasing, in everything, that person is giving thanks to the Lord. God definitely will call that prayer. But are we the type of person, are we preparing our steps to be that type of person that God will call us? Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your challenge. Thank you for your truth. May we continue be praying evermore, rejoice evermore, and be thankful evermore. Help us, Lord, to be mindful that, Lord God, you are in us, you are beside us, you are above us, and you are the one who is our hope and our joy. Help us all to look to you all the time. Thank you again for your words. Thank you for the lesson. And I pray in the wonderful Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.